Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I swear to you guys that these things are not planned. But sometimes I feel like when you guys zig, I zag, and then the other way. I just try to stay even-keeled. Because, Rob, you've been here when you and I have criticized moves for the Chiefs. And the thought process was, in Veach we trust. You remember, this offseason, you and I both said, I wouldn't have paid Nick Bolton, and I would have spent that money elsewhere. Text line told us to shut up. We spent all summer arguing about positional value. You and I both said, I don't know if I would have gave Trey Smith all of that money. Text line told us to shut up. And Veach we trust. You got to do this. I remember saying that I thought the contract for George Karlaftis was a little bit too early and that I thought the Chiefs should have made Karlaftis earn the deal. The sentiment was, well, you got to be early to this. You can't be late. Okay, all right. So that was the stance. Now that we're here and all of the heavy lifting is done with the roster, I'm like, all right, this is the team. This is the team that they have. I'm looking at the AFC. If you're telling me the Colts are the best team, the Patriots are also in that mix. Do you trust Daniel Jones? Do you trust Drake May in January? I don't yet. I don't think I have much of a reason to trust those individuals. The sentiment yesterday was, we don't care about losing in the regular season to the Buffalo Bills. Let's see if they can do it in January. Okay, that's a fair stance. Is anybody picking the Broncos to win the division? Are people taking the Chargers? Because if I said I like the Chargers, the text line would try to crucify me. What are you talking about? Your Chargers dot. So I hate to be the one to give you this message. Let's just woo-saw a little bit. Now, I think we have to be fair to Brett Veach by this. If there was a move that had happened that you feel the Chiefs should have made, then call up 913-586-7965. Was there somebody that you think the Chiefs missed out on? Because at the deadline, there were two major moves that happened. I mean, we don't think they were trading for Sauce Gardner, do we? We don't think that. Quinnen Williams. I also don't think the Chiefs were trading a 1 and a 2 for a defensive lineman. If your argument is Breece Hall, I'll listen to it. But I don't think trading a third-round pick for a running back on an expiring contract that you'd have to turn around and probably pay him like a top-5 running back when I don't think he's a top-5 running back, I don't think that's good business. So if those were all of the available options, or from yesterday, Jalen Phillips is available, he is a failed first-round pick. Let's call it what it is. He's a failed first-round pick who has never had double-digit sacks in a season, never had 9 sacks in a season, and has played in less than 16 games the last 3 years combined. He has 3 sacks in a contract year, and he just got traded for a third-round pick. I would not have done that move. So I can't have all of these feelings and now come on here and be like, oh, Veach, you did a terrible job. No, I don't think Veach did a good job or a bad job. I think Veach played the market correctly. Rob, where do you sit? Because you are much more about keeping picks. You're much more about stockpiling them and looking to the future. That's what the Chiefs did. I think they made the right choice.
I think the Chiefs made the right choice because I think the moves that were made were probably too rich for their blood, which I'm fine with that being the decision-making process. It also felt like it was only high-priced players being traded today. Like, usually you see, like, a sixth round for Joshua Uche. Not that that kind of trade didn't happen today, but it was a lot more Sauce Gardner type of moves. Like, for a shopping analogy, you know how this show loves analogies. Today's trade deadline was like people were shopping, eating at Capital Grill. The Chiefs don't have Capital Grill money or aren't willing to spend Capital Grill money, so they're fine going to Texas Roadhouse or eating at the house. And I'm fine with that decision-making process by the Chiefs. Hold on to the picks. Trust your roster. They were considered the favorite for the Super Bowl and still are on FanDuel. Like, no team in the AFC got dramatically better today. No team in the NFC got dramatically better. I am totally fine standing pat by the Chiefs.
I'm also looking at these contrasts because someone said, CDOT, I would have tried to go get Sweat or Bradley Chubb. Montez Sweat, his base salary next season is $20.9 million with a $25 million cap hit. I don't think the Chiefs were adding that salary at the trade deadline. They've never added that. They've always either added an expiring player or a player on a rookie deal. They have never, in the Patrick Mahomes era, made a trade for a player who is currently under a four-year, $98 million deal. And that's what Montez Sweat is. If you wanted the Chiefs to go get Bradley Chubb, he fits the exact same profile. Bradley Chubb, he's making $19.4 million next season with a cap hit of $31 million. We thought the Chiefs were adding that at the deadline. We thought the Chiefs were going to trade a third-round pick and take this contract on from Bradley Chubb. You know who the Chiefs are. Everything the Chiefs did this offseason was bargain basement. At running back, they went bargain basement. At wide receiver, they did that. At corner, they didn't spend a whole lot of money in free agency. I mean, they spent two relatively big deals. I don't want to call the Jalen Moore deal a big deal. He signed $21 million guaranteed. That's not a big deal by NFL standards. And then Christian Fulton, he signed for $12 million guaranteed. These are not massive contracts. The Chiefs just weren't big spenders this offseason. I think they will be next, at least for players outside. They were with their own players. They gave Trey Smith a lot of money. They gave Nick Bolton a lot of money. But I there was no part of me that thought that the Chiefs were about to give Bradley Chubb $20 million next year at 30 years old. There was no part of me that thought they were about to do that.
Now, I don't need to get to these calls. I will say one thing. This is a fair text to get in. I would like to see the Chiefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Unload Christian Fulton. That's a move I would have liked to see the Chiefs make today.
I told you for 2 weeks.
But no,
why would a team take Christian Fulton's contract off the board for the Chiefs? Why would a team do that?
I agree. It's clear now no NFL team is going to bail the Chiefs out, but that's the only move today that I would have been like, oh, that would have been nice, but they probably couldn't find someone to dance with because no one wants that contract for a guy who doesn't play. So That's the only thing I have upset today. I would have liked them to unload a bad contract. They couldn't.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's hear what you guys think. Ivan, you called into the show. Hey, Ivan, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, C-Dub?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Hey, I was wondering why Brett Beach didn't go after Jeffrey Simmons from the Tennessee Titans. I would hope they would try to unload and get a linebacker, because our linebackers have been exposed from last year for the tight ends, and I just don't trust these linebackers with tight ends.
I appreciate the phone call. Let's look at Jeffrey Simmons' contract really quickly. Jeffrey Simmons at the end. So next year, Jeffrey Simmons is going to make $20.1 million with a $25 million cap hit next year. A $25 million cap hit. I don't think the Chiefs are making that kind of move. He has 2 years left on his deal. He's making $20 million next year and $23 million in 2027. So the Chiefs were going to have that contract on the books along with Chris Jones' contract and along with George Karloftis' deal. That's not what I thought they were going to do. Reggie, how you doing today, my man?
What's up, fellas? I got to be honest, man. I'm very disappointed. I think the one thing that the trade deadline for me personally just showed is that the Chiefs just aren't going to be serious contenders in the playoffs. Because as it currently stands right now, we're not even in the playoffs. We need interior help next to Chris Jones, obviously. And the Chiefs tried to do that with Norman Lott. He got hurt, unfortunately. But I'm disappointed we couldn't be in on that first round of free agency yesterday, I think it was, when the kid from the Titans, Draymond Jones, got traded for like a conditional fifth or something like that, or a fifth round pick. That seemed like that was something in the Chiefs wheelhouse. And then my last statement is, if I'd be totally fine if we went out and we got Christian Wilkinson off the street. I know he's been kissing dudes on the forehead in the locker room, but maybe they can keep him from doing zesty stuff for the last 10 or so games and get Chris Jones some help on the interior, because I don't think Chris Jones is washed like Fesco keeps saying. I just think he needs more help on the inside. So that's it, guys. Take care.
I appreciate the phone call. I can't do it with Christian Wilkins. I really can't. I don't want to hear Christian Wilkins' name come up anymore. I really don't. I don't want to hear it. He's not playing this year in the National Football League. I don't know if Christian Wilkins is ever playing again in the National Football League. I honestly don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is with Christian Wilkins. I have no clue. I mean, we've all heard the exact same stories, the exact same ones. We've heard them. There's not a rumbling around Christian Wilkins. Rob, I typed his name in Google. I just did a Google search. And you know, if you click on news, right, it'll tell you like how often that player's name comes up, right? Like if you type, you know, whoever player, right? Do you know how many stories have been written about Christian Wilkins since he got cut from the team? Two. You type in Christian Wilkins and then go on news. There's two. He's not playing in the league for anybody. So it's not just I with the Chiefs take him. No one's taking a chance on Christian Wilkins. So if that's the solution, then what are we doing here then? Then I want him to get Warren Sapp then. I mean, if we can just play fantasy GM, then that's what I want him to do. I want him to go get Warren Sapp. They got a better chance of getting Warren Sapp on this team than getting Christian Wilkins on the team. Let's go to the phone lines. Jake, you called us to the show. Hey, Jake, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. Thank you guys for what you do. Beautiful day in Kansas City. I just want to say that I listen to you guys every day, and every year on the day of the final day of the trade deadline, I don't listen, and this is why. You are getting a taste of why other teams' fan bases just straight up hate the Kansas City Chiefs fans, because some of them are like 15-year-old girls that want the cool new toy, don't know what it costs, don't care what it costs, because they just, you know, are living willy-nilly in life. While the parents, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Clark Hunt, are having to make real-life decisions. And some of us that know football know that Wilkins is out of the league. This has been done before to players. Breece Hall wasn't getting the ball 25 times to make an impact, because that's not how our offense is built. Malik Collins is 30 years old and was really the only guy that made a whole lot of sense. And then you go to tell people this and speak real life things to people, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I know we just said in Brett Veach we trust this August, but I don't trust him anymore. Our linebackers are going to get screwed. Well, we just went to three Super Bowls with the same damn linebackers. So I don't really know what we're talking about here. I love you guys. Thank you for what you do. Go Chiefs.
I'm with you, Jake, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. I want to read this text. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I think we are going to end with six or seven losses and then hear how we should have done something today. I promise you that will not be my take. If the Chiefs end up with seven losses, it will be because of things that happened in March and April and how they didn't make the correct moves then. That will be the difference. The difference will not be them trading a sixth-round pick for a defensive tackle. If the Chiefs end up with seven losses, it will be because they made one move on defense for a player that does not play for them. That's what happened. They made one move on defense. It was for Christian Fulton. He doesn't play. He's not hurt. He is a healthy inactive every single week. So right now we're talking about improvements that they should have made to the defense. They didn't spend any money in free agency on the defense. And when they did spend money, they don't think the guy's good enough to play. They basically made a donation to Christian Fulton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.